bumping, bing, bong, bong, bong. Hey! That's my warm-up.
That's our power.
Hey!
Power.
Twenty dwarves.
Energy.
20 dwarves took turns doing cartwheels on the carpet.
Unique New York.
Unique New York. We're cutting this, right?
No, the arsonist has oddly shaped feet.
That's so good.
All right, back to biz.
Here we go.
Yes.
A little lap now.
We are back after all this time. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Combo with Domenico,
episode nine. Saved by an angel.
Yes.
Yeah, you heard it correctly.
What?
It's time to get down to biz.
So, Dee, why don't you tell us about the time when you were a child and you almost drowned?
Yeah.
Big story.
An angel saved me. And this is for everybody out there, because I want to know if there's other stories like this. I'm sure that there are. Were you ever saved? Doesn't matter how big or how small the save was. There's no mistake. Someone jumped in right now and saved you.
At just the right time.
Here is my story. It stayed with me my whole life. Perhaps I was in sixth grade, but it happened in summer camp. That day we went to Rockaway Beach. The waves and the current is strong, right?
Yeah.
So I'm swimming. And no problems until it was a problem. I'm like, wow, I'm getting hit by waves. I'm getting pulled out.
Yeah.
I drifted far from the group. And right when I started to worry, I noticed Michael, I won't say his last name, a kid I went to grammar school with who was also going to that summer camp. We were in different groups, but that day we were all together.
Sure.
Who was also from Rockaway.
Right.
He's like a couple feet away from me, swimming towards me.
Out of the blue. Okay.
He's swimming towards me, grabs my hand, and pulls me out. But we were pretty low-key about the fact that he just saved my life. We were like downplaying. Nobody knew what was going on.
He's
none
like,
of the
hey,
counselors
doing,
knew that like one camper just saved another camper.
Right.
We were really low-key about it, looking at each other, but it was a profound moment. It was like, damn. But, you know, in sixth grade, you're kind of like, oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, and you probably didn't want to tell the counselors because someone might get in trouble.
No, because you're like,
sure.
I'm stupid, swimming so far out.
Right.
I remember it was, the switch was immediate. It was like, oh, this is nice. Oh, this is cool. Right. Oh, shit.
1 feet, 5 feet, you're like, oh, wait, I can't get back.
It's pulling me out, and here is Michael, which is interesting. That's his first name.
I mean, anyone who follows and watches Dee knows that Archangel Michael works closely with her.
Yeah, my whole life.
And you have a very unique connection with him.
Archangel Michael swimming towards me. Let's just put it out there.
We're trying to dance around it. That's what it was.
Oh, dancing. That was Archangel Michael.
Exactly.
Boom!
Boom! Boom!
Fast forward later that school year.
Okay.
At some point, I said to him, hey, man, thanks for saving my life, pulling me out of the water.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He looked at me. He had no clue what I was talking about. I swear to God, at all.
What?
Not and like, I was in the ocean, but I never saw you that day.
Okay. No. And we weren't like close friends in grammar school. We went to grammar school together.
Sure, sure.
And he just kind of looked at me, and I just kind of left it, because again, at that age, you're like, all right, whatever. But it was clear he had no clue.
Right.
What I was talking about. But that moment that day was profound for the both of us, you know, but apparently not. I mean, so question, listeners, have you ever been in a situation and somebody jumped in and saved the day? You were just saved by somebody. For me, it was in summer camp and it was someone I knew that I went to school with, but perhaps not.
But they
maybe
weren't there.
It wasn't him, but it was him.
Right.
This is the baffling, the most baffling part for me.
For you, it was an archangel.
That's crazy.
I mean,
but it really happened.
Yeah, of course. I've heard, you know, you all hear, you know, stories out and about where, you know, someone has a massive car wreck and all of a sudden an EMT is there.
It's just right there.
2 months later.
Yeah.
Making sure they're all okay. And then the main crew arrives and they ask where the EMT was. They're like, we're the first guys on scene.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, shit. Okay.
Right.
All right.
That big or maybe small, but there is no mistake, guys. somebody just jumped in and saved the day.
And they had to do it in the persona of someone that you knew so you wouldn't freak out.
Right.
And you would take his hand and you go with him because if some, you know.
He appeared out of nowhere.
If a dude with
nowhere.
Wings showed up, you probably wouldn't go.
No, I absolutely would go. I'd be like, bet you got wings. Yeah. I'm drowning. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've told you this story, but I've never spoken about it publicly. And I'm not sure why I feel so guided to talk about it now.
But you are.
But I am.
That's what's important.
So there's got to be other people out there with stories like this. And it doesn't have to be a dramatic story, guys. You don't have to be drowning. That's what happened to me.
Sure.
But as I'm saying this now, I feel like I'm being reminded there have been other times that I have been saved. Perhaps I haven't been looking at it like I've been saved, like it was a real save, because I'm comparing it to a drowning.
Right.
But like, let me make this clear. Like, I feel my guardian angel. I have five of them. Raelite is the main one. And I feel like I know there have been situations growing up where you find yourself perhaps in a situation or an environment where you're, I'm not supposed to be here.
Sure.
I mean, your intuition probably going, now's a good time to walk towards that car and demand to be taken home, you know?
Right,
or go find a cab and get your ass out of here. Or walk over to those people or that one person that you know. That type of thing.
Sure.
That's got to be divine intervention / divine guidance.
Right.
So maybe this is the bigger takeaway of this episode today is do you listen to your intuition?
Sure.
How often do you listen to your intuition and follow it?
Right.
And when you're in situations where you need to listen to it and follow it right now.
Right.
This is really resonating with me right now. I think we went down this little side street of the smaller save.
You went from the ocean to listen to your intuition.
Yeah, so there are definitely people out there that need to listen and follow and trust their intuition, especially when they're in situations that feel wrong. Don't ignore that feeling, guys. A lot has happened to me since the last convo with Domenico.
Yes.
I've been going through ascension symptoms for 10 months. I believe it's stopping, but I also got COVID. So the combination of the two really knocked me out of the party for a while here. But as I've been out of the party, I started D-Thoughts, which originally has always been notes for me that I would make for an upcoming convo with Domenico. And the divine said, Hey! Put these D thoughts out as is.
Right.
So maybe it goes with Convo with Domenico. Maybe it's a derivative of Convo with Domenico with D thoughts. I just don't know.
Right.
But that's the creative process and surrendering. I think it's all relevant. I'm definitely being guided to share all of this. You can hear my intuition is on fire. I'm definitely channeling as we're speaking. So those might be some of the changes that listeners are hearing for the first time.
And those little thoughts, those little D-thoughts, that's just your actual recording just on your cell sitting there fucking around. Because that's all they were supposed to be.
Feeling like, guided / triggered.
Think about this. Let's do this. And you expand upon them. It's like, hey, just put them out as is.
Following my divine path and purpose, I'm constantly being told by the divine, always come from love and share who you are with everybody. And that's through my creativity, where it's music or I'm speaking and talking to my shit like we are right now or D-thoughts. Just share your human experience with everybody and don't worry about being judged. Sure!
I mean, I know when you first started talking about your intuition and how you were being guided about things. You were very reserved about sharing with people because obviously at first anyone's going to feel a little reserved and a little bit
being
shy.
Being a light worker, you were constantly feeling the fear of judgment.
Right.
I feel it right now. I'm just doing it anyway.
But
that's why the divine calls upon me, yo. I'm a closer. I'm a doer.
But that
sounded naughty.
You're an angelic energy closer. That's
what
you are. The one thing that is really palpable, just again, spending time with you, the trust that you get in the intuition that comes from you is visibly easier to see. And
really?
It used to be just like, hey, I got a feeling about something. Now it's like, hey, listen, this, and this. This is probably what this person needs. And it always is. And it is. So that level of trust in the intuition and the spiritual guidance, that's tough to grasp and tough to accept. And so maybe a person listening can start on that journey based from where you've come from on this.
I think, thank you. And I think what you're saying is it all comes down to a choice. I think what he's really trying to say is that true love is blind.
Because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind.
I have. It's been a long year. Thank you. It's a choice of trusting what's coming through for you, stepping up and claiming your power. Maybe that should be the next convo with Domenico. I don't know.
Okay, that means Diaz committed to another convo with Domenico. Thank you very much. You ain't getting out of it.
Slick.
Can't get out of it.
This just came to me. This is why we went down the side street, the side door, the side barn. Don't know what that means of the smaller save. Your intuition.
Right.
And listening to it. Feeling guided because some people need to hear that apparently.
Right, to trust
because it. This was originally a D thought. That's what this was supposed to be. But
this
I felt guided to make it a convo.
Nice.
And I'm like, no, but I'm doing D thought, so I have to have the choice and stay committed. But it kept being like, no, do it, do it. Like it's like
make it bigger,
so
expand it for
I knew
else.
It had to be expanded. And so while we were discussing, that guidance came in, everybody heard it. And that's why we went down the side street. And so that's the takeaway. But I do want to hear stories if you guys got saved by a good Samaritan who saved the day. And thanks for stopping by.
That's the cue that D is done sharing for today.
Peace out.
Oh, shit. What is this thing? That's Domenico Waters. That's Motivation. It's a new single.
I really am getting off medication. I speak the truth, guys. Yeah. Please go to Spotify and download it, add it to your playlist, and follow me there.
It's really important to put this song on playlists that you have on Spotify. It helps the algorithm find D.
Yes, but tell the listeners where else they can find all my music.
Go! Find it on Apple Music, Amazon Music, and also, of course, Spotify.
Everything online is Domenico Artist.
YouTube,
at Domenico
Instagram,
Artist.
Facebook.
Can't believe I have to still say this shit!
The easiest way to support independent music like D is just to share all the content, whether you share the music, you share the podcast, you share the
posts,
new D thoughts.
Yes, likes, friendly comments.
Are you ready?
The man yelling, "Are you ready?" is a recording of my father's voice a million years ago before I was even born. Because he's not on this earth anymore.
Yeah, but he's here in 2023.
Have I ever showed you a picture of my dead dad?
No.
Come on, Rod.
Oh, you've got to see it.
He's
super
dead. But he's in my song.
That's from comedy movie Hot Rod.
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm on there a lot. It's really me you're interacting with.
It's only D.
Also, I have a YouTube channel for like 1,000 years, which I didn't pay any attention to for a long time, but I am now a little bit. So you can still find all the music and everything on the YouTube channel.
And everything
at
is
Domenico Artist.
Don't make
me say it again.
It's so simple. It's so simple.
A quick shout out to my OGs: Tara Shade, Jen, Melody, Dawn, Tara Cherie. What's up? This has been episode 9
of Convo with Domenico.
You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly,
housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off? Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
You want me to jerk you off?
I can't even start it.
You stay. Where are we at? I don't even know where we're at.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
Don't just have a great night.
Have an American ID.
Have an American ID.